we welcome you to another Friday of 10 minutes of Everyday English. If you're ready with pencils and pieces of paper, shall we start our quiz? Question 1.
I'd like you to listen to a sentence containing the word must. Must he go to the funeral? Must he go to the funeral? Which of the following responses are correct and appropriate? A. No, he must not. He went yesterday. B. No, he needs not. His mother has already given the bereaved family a gift on his behalf. C. No, he needn't. His mother has already given the bereaved family a gift on his behalf. The question again. I'd like you to listen to a sentence containing the word must. Must he go to the funeral? Must he go to the funeral? Which of the following responses are correct and appropriate? A. No, he must not. He went yesterday. B. No, he needs not. His mother has already given the bereaved family a gift on his behalf. C. No, he needn't. His mother has already given the bereaved family a gift on his behalf.
Question 2.
I'm going to read you a number of sentences. All of them are in the negative. I would like you to tell me whether a particular sentence expresses our obligations or necessity not to take a course of action, or no obligation or necessity to take a course of action. A. He must not work so hard at this stage in his life. B. He needn't work so hard at this stage in his life. C. He shouldn't work so hard at this stage in his life. The question again. I'm going to read you a number of sentences. All of them are in the negative. I would like you to tell me whether a particular sentence expresses our obligation or necessity not to take a course of action, or no obligation or necessity to take a course of action. A. He must not work so hard at this stage in his life. B. He needn't work so hard at this stage in his life. C. He shouldn't work so hard at this stage in his life.
Question 3.
And now listen to this sentence and tell me what it means. He must have worked himself to death. Does the sentence mean A. It is very likely he worked himself to death. B. Working himself to death was a course of action that was a necessity or an obligation in the circumstance. C. Working himself to death was a must. The question again. And now listen to this sentence and tell me what it means. He must have worked himself to death. Does the sentence mean A. It is very likely he worked himself to death. B. Working himself to death was a course of action that was a necessity or an obligation in the circumstance. C. Working himself to death was a must.
Thank you, Kofi. Now, Kofi is going to read each question once more, to be followed in each case with a suggestion for an answer by Ajo. Question 1.
I would like you to listen to a sentence containing the word must. Must he go to the funeral? Which of the following sentences are correct and appropriate? A. No, he must not. He went yesterday. B. No, he needs not. His mother gave the bereaved family a gift on his behalf. C. No, he needn't. His mother has already given the bereaved family a gift on his behalf.
Of the three sentences, C is the correct one, on grounds of grammar and appropriateness to the situation. Namely, no, He needn't. His mother has already given the bereaved family a gift on his behalf. Since the mother has given a gift on his behalf, there is no necessity or obligation for him to go to the funeral. He may, but it is optional. Hence, the use of the sentence, no, he needn't. The speaker could also have said, no, he doesn't need to. Or, alternatively, no, he doesn't have to. What would have been a wrong sentence is, no, he must not. Or, no, he mustn't. Such a sentence could have implied that there is an obligation or necessity for him not to go to the funeral.
What about the other two sentences?
I have already explained why. A. No, he must not. He went yesterday is inappropriate. This implies that there is an obligation for him not to go to the funeral. The fact that he went to the funeral the previous day does not impose an obligation on him not to go again.
And sentence B?
No, he needs not. His mother gave the bereaved family a gift on his behalf. The grammar of the first part of the sentence is bad. That's the only thing wrong with the sentence. The verb need is being used here as an auxiliary. We can tell this from the fact that the word not follows it, as happens in the case of all auxiliary verbs.
For example,
we say, he cannot, he will not, he may not. Similarly, he need not. We don't say, he needs not, just as we do not say, he can't not, or he wills not.
Congratulations, that you are a very exhaustive answer, that one. Question two.
I'm going to read you a number of sentences. All of them are in the negative. I would like you to tell me whether a particular sentence expresses an obligation or necessity not to take a course of action, or no obligation or necessity to take a course of action. A. He must not work so hard at this stage in his life.
Obligation or necessity not to take a course of action.
B. He needn't work so hard at this stage in his life.
No obligation or necessity to take a course of action.
C. He shouldn't work so hard at this stage in his life.
Obligation or necessity not to take a course of action.
Question three.
And now listen to this sentence and tell me what it means. He must have worked himself to death. Does the sentence mean A. It is very likely he worked himself to death.
Yes.
B. Working himself to death was a course of action that was a necessity or an obligation in the circumstance.
No.
C. Working himself to death was a must.
No.
Thank you both. We thank our listeners for their attention and wish them an enjoyable weekend. Listeners, till we have the opportunity to meet you again, cheers and goodbye.